It's the Jaguars bye week, and Everbank Field figures to be a ghost town by Wednesday afternoon, but not Tuesday, as the Jaguars reviewed their win over the Colts in London. Hello and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Last week, the overriding sentiment around the Jaguars was they had to win. The head coach was under fire from everyone outside the building, and the players themselves were under scrutiny. In the post-game locker room, the players expressed their love and support for the head coach. And on Tuesday, the head coach redirected it back at them.
You know, you come to a point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, and I think that's where our guys were and said, hey, you know what, we're capable of playing better. We've got to finish these games like we know we are have the ability to. And, you know, it got closer than we anticipated, but so many signs of finishing and coming back and recovering quickly. They went down and scored four plays. We went down and scored. You know, we gave up a touchdown, but we held them. We gathered our thoughts again and got some pressure and made some plays. So I think those all are good signs for this team moving forward.
A few notes from Tuesday. The Jaguars will place injured left guard Luke Jokel on injured reserve, likely ending his season. The knee injury will cost him the final 12 games of his first season at guard. Bradley said Patrick Omame, Chris Reed, and Tyler Shatley are all candidates to replace him. Cornerback Aaron Colvin is back in the building and will be eligible to play in Chicago a week from Sunday. He spent the first month of the season watching, thanks to a performance enhancement suspension. And finally, Gus expects the conversations to be difficult about how and when to get rookie linebacker Miles Jack on the field. He started at strong side linebacker in London and played so well, they might not be able to keep him off the field. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll talk to you next week after the Jaguars return from their bye and get ready to face the Bears in Chicago.